Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Our gospel lesson for this week is John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, and you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Here ends our gospel lesson.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, and Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Now, imagine that some of you hear this in this season of new recommendations and guidance and rules and stay-at-home orders and CDC guidance and think that, oh, great, we're getting rules on how to love Jesus too? When will all these rules end? Can't I go back to sinning on my own like I used to? Maybe not think of that last part, but I suppose on some of that front end, I've heard that many of you might be in that same boat. I get it. If you're thinking this, I'm sure you're not alone. One of the gifts and privileges of the healthy seasons of our lives is that we get to do our own thing in our own ways. And we have been challenged to set aside our own wants and desires for the sake of others in this unfortunate season of our lives. This whole thing will pass, but it will still be a while, my friends. And we will continue to pray for one another throughout it all. But we should not be too forlorn about all of this, because Jesus' commandments look very different than the de facto house arrest that many of us have been living under recently. And what were some of Jesus' commandments in the Gospel of John, you might ask? Well, as we heard last week in John chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus' commandment is, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." Do not let your hearts be troubled. Not so bad as far as rules go. In the next chapter, John 15, verse 4, Jesus drops this commandment on us. "Abide in me as I abide in you." Abide in me. It could be worse. Or later in the next chapter, verse 12 to be exact, Jesus drops this humdinger in our laps. "Love one another as I have loved you." Well, I suppose a call for Jesus' disciples to love one another isn't nearly as tough as what Jesus' commandments could have been. After all, religious folks from a variety of spiritual and theological leanings go out of their way all the time to command people to abstain from marriage and intimacy, to refrain from swearing, to not eat and drink all sorts of things, and even to refrain from questioning authority, no matter how impotent or poor of leadership those authorities might offer. So I suppose the fact that Jesus only left us with, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments," but then around this charge to us, commanded us to abide in him, to calm down and guard our hearts from anxieties, and to love one another as Christ first loved us. It's really not such a bad deal. It would seem that when Jesus was dropping these new commandments in the disciples' laps, he was really looking out for their well-being at the same time, too. Now, the news around these not-so-bad commandments gets even better in our passage for this week, also because Jesus promises that we will not be left alone in our efforts to follow our risen Savior. Our passage says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you." Jesus promises to intercede with God the Father on our behalf, so that as we seek to abide in his love and in turn show love to one another, the Lord will send us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to us as a partner in our endeavors to follow Jesus' commands. A divine partner who leads us to be better than we would be otherwise. God knows that we struggle with rules and commandments, expectations and regulations, and so on and so forth. Even when all of these things are for our own good. Knowing this, God promises to send us the Holy Spirit, who will help us no matter what, even in spite of ourselves at times. Now, the Greek word that is used and translated as advocate in our version we use here in our church is the word paraclete. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jesus was going to ask the Father to send us a bunch of birds? No. The word is paraclete, not parakeet. I should also point out that many of you know that my dog is named Pericles. That's a different Greek name, so different thing entirely. Paraclete is the word. Paraclete is the name given to the Holy Spirit in John, chapters 14, 15, and 16, in several verses, which can be translated as advocate, helper, encourager, consoler, or comforter. Now, the choice to use advocate is a pretty good one, invoking images of the Holy Spirit making our case for us in the kingdom of God, sort of like a lawyer or someone who stands up for the poor or something like that. I often translate the word paraclete as comforter, honoring the fact that the Holy Spirit often comes to us in times of great duress and grief to console us from the pains we suffer. But in the context of this week's passage, I really appreciate the image of the Holy Spirit, our divine paraclete, as helper. Jesus gives us the commands to love one another, to abide in him and in the Father, and to calm down amidst the anxieties of the world. And the Holy Spirit, the paraclete, comes to us as our holy helper to live into these life-giving commandments, these life-giving rules and regulations and guidance. The Spirit of God is our helper, whether we know we need it or not, who attends to us even in our weakness and our sinfulness, and empowers us to follow God through whatever challenges we face. Now, while Jesus promised to send us the paraclete is meant as good news, it can be hard for some of us to hear it that way. Personally, I like to think of myself as a fairly capable, versatile guy who can get a variety of jobs done, you know. I like to, not only am I a preacher, I'm an author, a musician, an athlete. Or at least I try to be athletic. I run a lot and get outside and hike and kayak and snowboard and all sorts of stuff. In addition, I'm an administrator, a teacher, and thanks to the needs of this congregation here, I found myself becoming a part-time church and parsonage fixer-upper. Well, I have to give credit to the many fine volunteers from our congregation who have taught me more than a few things about plumbing, carpentry, electrical circuits and wiring, and of course, sewer systems. That was a fun one. I can do a lot of things. And I can also figure out how to do a lot of things that I don't know how to do yet. In other words, I can rely on myself to get the job done. And I like getting the job done on my own. So I often find myself bristling at the idea of needing help from others. I just like getting the job done and take satisfaction in doing it on my own. But sometimes, no matter how capable we might be, no matter how much we might enjoy going it alone, we still need help with one thing or another. This was made clear to me a few years ago when our daughter ended up in the hospital. As parents with family far away and not a whole lot of steady help around here with watching our kids, we rarely have had, and especially in the first couple of years, had a moment away from our children for the first few years of their young lives. Makes sense, right? They're our kids. We need to do the work of taking care of them ourselves. Then, sweet little daughter Freya contracted a fever that would not break when she was not even 5 months old yet. We would later find out that this was the result of a urinary tract infection, which became a kidney infection and kept her in the hospital for a whole week, really. We did not know that at the time. All we knew is that our daughter needed to go to the hospital and that my wife needed to be there with her. Of course, I was just as much of a wreck as she was. To be honest, I was probably more of a wreck than my wife was. And I wanted to be by my daughter's side just as much as my wife did while she was poked and prodded and everything was going on to figure out what was making her little system so feverish. But I knew that I had to stay back and watch and be at home with our son, Otto. We did not want him to be in the hospital during this whole ordeal, and in my own self-reliant way, I felt that I needed to stay with him at home instead of holding my baby girl while she was gripped with fear and pain that she could not understand yet. Fortunately, God sent me an angel in the form of our very own Jamie Hess, who stormed up to my door, demanded that she watch Otto that day, and freed me up to be with my other child and my wife while we struggled through that terrible, terrible moment. Probably the worst week of my life, actually. I tried to resist her help, saying, "I got this. Thanks for the offer, but we're okay. We're getting by." But Jamie knew better. As she insisted that she watch our young son while we focus our attention on our sickest child. And I will forever be grateful for the assistance that she gave me in that trying time. Assistance that I desperately needed in that moment, but did not know how to ask for myself. That is what God does for us. God sends us the Paraclete, our divine, holy helper when we need assistance the most, even if we don't realize it. For the disciples, They were about to lose their leader and their friend, and they had no idea yet that they needed the Paraclete, their helper, to come to their aid and to keep them strong amidst the challenges to their faith and to their lives. They would soon realize just how much they needed God's help in less than a week from when Jesus promised their holy helper to them. There are all sorts of ways that our divine holy helper shows up in our lives too, especially when we don't realize that we need God's assistance. Because God knows us better than we know ourselves. And God especially understands our weaknesses better than most of us can acknowledge on our own. We can take heart from our gospel for this week, that God will always attend to us through the assistance of the Paraclete, our holy helper. Because God knows what we need, when we need it, and how best to assist us when our need arises. May we take heart in this holy help these days, now as much as ever. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.